it? Are you revved up or what? It's October. It's like, let's give these jazz guys some cocaine and see what happens. Welcome back to the show. I'm Matt Duncan. I'm your host of Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. Lots going on. Lots to talk about. Gonna try my best to keep things in line here. How are you doing? Have you been carjacked? Has someone stolen your new car? Apparently it's on the rise in Ontario. In the Toronto area, in the greater Toronto area, seems to be a lot of cars. You got a nice car, it's probably going to be ending up on one of them container ships. That's just what's going to happen, unfortunately. So you got to hang on to them cars, and you got to dodge that COVID. Shout out to, vegan correspondent for the show. He's been on before. He's tried some vegan food with us. He finally got that monster, and we wish him well. Right now, he's recovering from the COVID. We gotta keep the dodge on. You gotta dodge it now, because nobody cares about it anymore. It's just it's an arm shrug. We've talked about this on the pod. Very difficult to navigate where it is. What's the risk factor of certain events that you are going to? I was at a house party with people that are complete strangers to me. It was completely full. This is about a week ago now, 8 days ago, and I am shocked that I did not get it. Did not get the COVID. Week before that, was at a family gathering at a cottage. Didn't get it then either. I am going to get that shot. I do not want to fuck around with this. I'm going to get a flu shot as well again this year. I just need to try and stay as healthy as I can. That's my personal preference. Everyone's got theirs. It's not as black and white as it once was, the whole vaccine thing for people. So you just got to think about yourself at this point. We tried thinking about each other. Didn't work. Didn't really pan out. So you just got to think about what's best for you and try to protect yourself any way you can or not. Okay, now I got some big news. I'm not going to get into it too much because it's an emotionally charged subject, but this podcast kind of represents, in some ways, a journal of my life as we're trying to accomplish these goals together, trying to lose weight, try to be more fit, but it just goes into every other aspect. Maybe you're trying to lose weight off your mind, lose some of that emotional weight. Some of that stuff's been holding you back in other ways. You know, sometimes it's just time to move on. And without beating around the bush any more than I have, I've left the Confederacy of Dunks podcast that I've produced now for 9 years. Would have been 9 years next month when I was 30 years old. And unfortunately, after some back and forth, I was hoping for it to go one way and unfortunately went another. And so I've stopped and it's moving on without me. I wish them all the best, but this is just what happens. Sometimes people don't see eye to eye, and you move on. You move on from it, and hopefully one day there can be some healing, and we can look back at this and not really pay it much mind. But that's where I'm at now, so I'm going to have a lot more time to get those two podcasts in every week. I'm going to get those two pods in because now I'm going to have a lot more free time. And, you know, I think I really need it. I'm feeling a lot of relief right now. I'm proud of the stuff that I've done with that podcast, but I do think it is time to move on. It's been time, and I am relieved. I didn't think I wanted it to end so quickly, but it has, and all I'm left with is some relief. So you have to just take that and wrap it up, you know? I'm kind of at the stage in my life right now where if I'm lucky, this is the halfway point of my life. If I'm lucky, I've got another 39 or 40 years left. I might not. We might not. There's war. It's getting crazy. So this is kind of it's closing this chapter on that first half of my life, hopefully. You never know what the future's going to hold, but if you're looking at it on a map and you said, yeah, I could probably do another 40, this is the end of the first half, and I need something different. I need to start looking in different directions for that second half, and that is what I'm doing. So going forward, it's just going to be this from now on for a bit. I'm not saying I'm not going to produce again. I probably will. I probably will focus on something a little more evergreen, something that has a little bit more staying power and is not so focused on being in the moment of the news. So that's what's going on there. And we'll move on and things will be good. Things will be good. I'm not even going to get into the Israel and Palestine stuff. I don't think I'm going to say anything about it. The internet has never been crazier with this stuff. I'm seeing people that I know that are stand-ups and actors and whoever, and they're pro-Palestine, some are pro-Israel. Seems like there's a lot of people hating on the Jews right now for very anti-Semitic reasons, and then there's people not giving enough care about the people being hurt in Palestine. It's just too much. I can't have an opinion on it because it's a fucking... And then you have it. Everyone's getting their information from that fucking obtuse triangle moron's X site. It's not Twitter anymore. We got to stop calling it Twitter. Twitter's dead. This is called X now. X. And apparently, all those blue checkmark accounts on X are... They are spreading misinformation. Can you believe it? Can you believe it that Elon Musk, his seemingly very drifting, I don't know, into Truth Social type of site, is spreading misinformation? I won't be paying. Apparently, we'll all be paying to use it. I will not pay a dollar. I just have my one account now. That's it. It's a burner account. I use it mainly for hockey news. I don't get my news from it, political news, world news. I just stick to the papers, folks. That's what you should do. We got to go back to the old ways. You got to stick to the papers. Get your news from the people that have degrees in journalism, not fucking teenagers on TikTok. For all my listeners that subscribe on Google Podcasts, listen, it's going away. I've been doing this long enough now that I'm starting to see podcatchers that are dying. That's how long I've been in the podcast game. First, it was Stitcher. Stitcher's gone. And now it's going to be Google Podcasts. So if you are a Google Podcast subscriber, and this is probably more common with you Android folk, then you're going to have to switch to YouTube Music. I think it's becoming YouTube Music or getting podcast. They want you to listen to podcasts on there. But I don't like to stream. I don't like to watch podcasts that much. Unless they're very short episodes. I think it's insulting to the craft. And, you know, that's one of the things that my other podcast that I was a part of, I really had to fight with. Well, if we're going to be putting this video up, how is it going to be more than just people sitting around riffing on a Zoom call? Because I don't know about you, but I fucking hate watching clips of stuff on a Zoom call or a stream. It gives me pandemic PTSD. When all your favorite TV shows, they had to film their last episodes on Zoom. They tried to, and they did their best, but it just was horrid. I don't want that. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to watch Zoom on TV. I don't want to see movies that have Zoom in it. I want it to be completely separate from entertainment. I want it to be for a necessity for business meetings, for people who can work hybrid, not for entertainment. And it's just something that I've always struggled with, especially since leaving the city. This is the only way that I've been able to produce the other podcasts, is this way. And it's always just kind of messed me up, you know? So if you got Google Podcasts, you're going to want to, get rid of it. You know, I get a lot of funny requests for this podcast. I don't know what it is. I don't really promote this. You know, we've talked about that. I just kind of throw it out to the world. But every once in a while, when I check my emails for the pod, there'll be just weird requests. And I just don't know if it's like somebody's preying on smaller podcasts or something. Like it seems like they just come out of an alleyway and they would like want to get on the podcast or they want to promote something. And I got like 4 emails from this one guy from LA or from someone representing him wanting to promote his hair care. Listen, if you're real serious about getting on this podcast, then send me another email saying that you've actually listened to this and it isn't spam. Okay. I'll get you on this podcast if you want to talk about this hair tonic or something you had, because it must be, is it because of hair plugs? And I call Elon Musk the plug master general. Maybe he's got like a Google alert set up for plugs, or I don't know. But whoever is representing him is desperate to get this tonic out there, whatever it is. So if you're really serious about it, I'm interested too. But I gotta try and see if you're not some weird bot. Because I just feel, I don't know, my other podcasts never got this stuff. It was so rare. Never got shit like this. But this one, maybe because it's health and fitness, I don't know. So anyway, that's what's going on in my life. Kind of a wild week, but I think it's going to get a lot better. And to be honest, there's just too many hot B days to not wish some people well. Okay. I know this segment isn't back forever, but we got to talk about some birthdays here, folks. Mr. Bob Odenkirk is 61 years old. Happy birthday, Saul Goodman. Had a massive heart attack on the set of Better Call Saul in that last season, so you better go watch it. You better know he put in the work. He died, they brought him back, finished the season. Couldn't get that Emmy, though. Good, he just wasn't as good as the others. And I think, honestly, Breaking Bad really stole all of the glory. All of the friggin' glory. You know what I mean? Who else we got? We got Christopher Lloyd. He's 85. That guy's still going at 85. Means he was like 47 or something like that when he did Back to the Future. Thought he was way older than that. I thought he was like 62. Wouldn't you put Christopher Lloyd at 62? And I know they gave him makeup to make him look older, but still, that dude has looked crusty for a long time. Even when he was on Taxi. That dude was like my age when he was on Taxi. Jeff Goldblum is 71. That weird, fresh-looking, dino shit-loving Jeffy Goldblum. 71, man. He does look good. Oh, my God. Valeria Galino. Gina Piccola-Pupola. You know Gina Piccola-Pupola from Pee-wee's Big Top? It's the Pee-wee movie where he becomes a farmer. And I remember, like, the cows, they were, like, squirting out chocolate milk. But Valeria was in it. She was Gina Piccola-Pupola. She's 58. Happy birthday, Valeria. She's an Italian actress. And, you know, she was the runner-up to a lot of early Julia Roberts, apparently. I think she was the runner-up to her in Pretty Woman. I think some other movies. She was, you know, she was in Hot Shots. She's done the spoof-type stuff. She's done some comedy. She's multilingual. Happy birthday. I think she went back to Italy to work from there now. Spike Jonze, the great director, the great writer, is 54. Happy birthday. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, he's 48. He's from Modern Family. Never watched the show. Never liked it. I thought I was a little corndoggy. A lot of people seem to have liked it. It hit the masses. And he's 48. Also someone younger than I thought. Michael Fishman. You know him as DJ. Now, if you want to feel old, look at Michael Fishman's headshot. This dude needs some Botox. I think he's 42. You want to feel old? Check out Michael Fishman. He got fired from the Conner show, I think. They had enough of Deej. If Deej is going to be a little shit, then I want no fucking point in it. And Jean de Bon's 80, okay? Jean de Bon. He was the director of Twister. I'm running out of time. I need to know. What the fuck was that ending, Jean de Bon? Doesn't make any fucking sense. They would have never survived that F5 being hit directly.
Fitness update.
Okay, guys, to the fitness update. What is going on? Bit of an off week. Feeling a bit down physically. I did get 3 workouts in. I did 2 outdoor bike rides. I did 1 indoor bike ride. I did a little bit of weight work. I think I'm going to do some more weight work after this. I'm also going to drink some margaritas. My wife has informed me of that. And we're probably going to watch The House of Usher, The Fall of the Rise, The Fall of Usher. It's not The Singer. It's a show on Netflix, part of the franchise that's done a bunch of scary shows, little miniseries. You know, he's trying to be Ryan Murphy, these guys. Same cast kind of runs through different things. It's not very good, but it's fun to watch when you're drinking margaritas. So, fell off the fast a bit this week. It was tough. I was out of town. I was back in town. I was dealing with all kinds of stress. It just didn't happen. Didn't happen too much. I tried my best, but, and I paid the price. I had really bad acid attack on Friday night where I woke up like puking acid, choking on acid. I felt like I was drowning. So, yeah, no more eating late for me. I am done with eating late. I have stayed away from it, and I've been fine, but anytime I go back to it, I ain't a fucking 20-year-old running around the city eating Big Slice, you know? I can't fucking handle it anymore. Can't fucking handle it. So, ended the week strong. Great bike ride today. It was beautiful. It was cold. I'm starting to learn how to dress for it. And then I'm going to hit some weights and stuff, I think, in here just to get them pumped up and ready to start that last full week of October. And then it's birthday boy month. Scorpio time. So, yeah, you know, it happens. It happens. Sometimes you fall off. If you fall off, it's no big deal. You just got to get back on. Keep moving forward. Don't just quit. Do little incremental things. If you're just trying, if you're doing something, you can always build on that. And that's my wisdom.
Health news. News that is health related.
We got some health news on here. We got some health news. We're talking long colds. We're talking stress drinking. Let's go with long colds first, okay? Because we've heard a lot about long COVID. But experts are now saying that long colds are a thing, long flus are a thing. And I honestly believe if I did not have COVID back in the fall of 2019, 4 years ago, then I had some kind of long flu because I was fucked up for a couple months. Didn't feel right, had issues, had to go to the doctor, had to get tested and stuff and get ultrasounds. And it was brutal. It was brutal. And apparently long colds can be a thing in the same way that long COVID is, with some people experiencing prolonged symptoms after an initial infection. And a lot of those symptoms are like diarrhea, stomach problems, muscle joint pain, sleep problems, memory problems, difficulty concentrating, dizziness, coughing. People who recently had COVID were more likely to report problems with smell and taste, brain fog, dizziness, and sweating. People who had prolonged symptoms after a cold or a flu. So post-viral fatigue seems to be very common. I think that is something that I had as well, post-viral fatigue. PVF, if you will, after I had that flu. But I have not, and I knock on wood here, folks, because I've let you know that I've seen people. I've seen people from many different walks of the world in the last couple of weeks, and I managed to dodge it. We both have, my wife and I, have managed to dodge COVID again. And we are now at 3.5 years of doing this. So if we ever got it, it was back when there were zero symptoms and we just had it and nobody knew and there was no tests and there was no vaccines and you just didn't know. Well, that seems like a dream back then, because every single person that I know, including our Danny boy right now, have some serious symptoms, and it's a type of illness where you're like, oh, this feels different than I've ever had before. That's what I've heard from the people. And sometimes people have said, yeah, it just kind of felt like a cold. But I feel like the first time, for all those people who got it that first time, the symptoms have been substantial. But it's good to hear, because I always thought that there was a chance that I had some kind of long COVID from this flu that we had. And now apparently there are studies going into it saying, like, yeah, you can have long flu. Long flu, long time. So take it easy on yourself if you're not recovering so quickly from whatever illness you've seemed to have picked up in this greasy, gross, deliciously beautiful world. Now here's another thing that's kind of caught my attention. Are you a stress drinker? If you're someone who's under a lot of stress, do you need a glass of wine? Do you need a rye on that die? Because I am. A lot of the times when I get stressed out, it's like, I need it so bad that I just need, even if it's just one drink, I feel it taking that edge off. But apparently that stress drinking ain't so good for you, and apparently a lot more people are doing it. And I definitely could say I was amongst the people that was drinking a lot more during the pandemic when we were locked inside and trying to have fun and have hobbies. And you know how hard I got into darts? I barely throw the friggin' darts anymore. I was going to throw them today. I didn't do it. I fucking loved it. It really got me through the darts. But it seems like I'm dipping my toes back in COVID or something into those years, into late 2020 and 2021. It's like I'm always dipping in, so it's a dumb mental block, but sometimes that's why I don't do it. I don't feel the urge to do it. I've had a tournament on my wall since March that I haven't completed, as I used to make tournaments to play against myself since March. I think I've done 3 or 4 of those games. So anyway, enough about my... about me missing the game of darts and having strange thoughts about it now. Stress drinking is an issue for a lot of people, and there are ways that you can break it. Now, this is from the Sunday Times. I read the British newspaper, the Sunday Times, a lot. Here's just 5 things. If you feel like you are a stress drinker, here is how you can break that cycle. 1, tackle stress earlier in the day by building in micro breaks and stop multitasking. Instead of using alcohol as a non-prescription Prozac, the alcohol abuse coach Kate Bailey encourages her clients to try to use healthier tools to manage her stress. Often it's about the pacing throughout the day. She recommends breaking the habit of multitasking during transition time, so not being on your phone as you take the kids to school or chugging coffee as you rush out the door. She suggests taking a proper lunch break and building in micro breaks throughout the day. And that's a lot easier to do, I guess, when you're hybrid or work from home, as you know, bosses. But apparently the people that are going in there's nothing going on for a lot of offices that are doing the hybrid thing. They're pretty fucking empty. I like that she says, when you're washing your hands, simply think, I am washing my hands. That palm-to-palm moment is soothing on the nervous system. Or take a moment at lunchtime to go outside, feel the sun on your face. The main thing is to put systematic pauses into your routine. 2, notice your drink triggers. There's a buildup of pressure before we drink, and it's helpful to be aware that it's about noticing the orange flags of when we start to get stressed rather than hitting a red flag and then pressing the fuck it button. Notice that noticing that your breathing is shallow or feeling angry with your coworker, partners, or kids, or signs that you're overwhelmed. Instead, try to take that as a signal to think, okay, I need to take a breath. So if I'm at home, use some noise-canceling headphones only for a minute. lie down in the bed or take the dog around the block. It's changing your environment so you get away from whatever is triggering you. Number three, beware the after work witching hour. No wonder so many go home after work and drink. We've still got the dinner, the uphill climb. It's like, it seems like it's the, this article is, is for moms with kids who, I think it's the great pastime for moms with kids to drink at some point. You got to fucking get that booze in to get through it. I understand that. So I guess for you moms out there, just avoid that witching hour. Avoid that time. And eat before you drink and have some non-alcoholic options in your head. Okay. Road test your new habits. Seems like I don't know if I'm going to do it. I don't know if this is going to help. But I think the main thing to take away is that stress drinking can lead to heavier drinking. So always just try to keep an eye on it and not let it control you. And if you have an addiction to it, you need to get help. Just get some fucking help. Okay, last bit of the pod. This is the other shit portion. This is kind of where we go nuts. We talk about whatever I feel like talking about. It might not be health and fitness related. It might be entertainment. It might be politics. It might be news. It smells a lot like the opening turd, but it's a little different. It's the other shit. There's a lot of Hollywood couples secretly splitting or have secretly split, and they are coming out of the split pee right now. The split pee of ending relationships. First, it was, of course, it was Jada and Will Smith. And of course, I've talked on this podcast before, something so fucked up is going on. That whole slap thing, it was also, there was just something behind it. It wasn't just about a guy standing up for his wife. She started to comment about it. They've been separate for 6 years. And now, fucking Meryl Streep and, Don Gummer. They've been a couple forever, and they've been split. It's wild when they get to their 70s, mid-70s, and couples call it. I think that's such a wild thing. It's like you'd rather at this point die alone or hopefully move on, but odds are, die alone. So that shit must have been building for a while with Gummy. Wonder what Mammy Gummer thinks about it. Mammy Gummer's known this whole time. That's her daughter. Mammy Gummer. Mammy. Jesus. She's like, I think when Meryl gave her that name, she's like, oh, good. She'll have to change her name. She wants to be an actress. She'll never rock Mammy Gummer in Hollywood, will she? Yep, she does. Mammy Gummer. What a name. What a name. Anytime I think, Matt Duncan ain't the name for Hollywood. I think a Mammy Gummer. I watched the Juul doc. Did you guys watch the Juul doc on the e-cigarette? I found it to be very interesting. The rise and fall of Juul, I think it was called. And if you're someone that is a smoker, if you're someone that was a social smoker or a weed smoker or a vape smoker, you know, I've experimented in my time. It's worth a watch because it does kind of seem like they figured it out. They were the one company that figured out how to do that proper cigarette hit that you're looking for from a real cigarette. But it got taken up by kids and they fucked it up. As kids do, they fuck it up. And you know, well, it's their fault. They made it look like a youthful thing. And then you have kids inhaling six of them at one time and their lungs get all fucked up. But I think for smokers who are trying to quit, didn't get popcorn lung because they didn't use vitamin E acetate in their shit. But a lot of kids that used Juul also used any fucking vape they could get their hand on. So a lot of them were using like black market shit that wasn't regulated in any way. And unfortunately for Juul, they had to take the fall for everybody. But they did fuck up with targeting it to young people, just like the old cigarette ads. And it's interesting. You should watch it. But it's a bummer because I'm around a lot of smokers in one side of my family, and it's a nasty fucking habit. So if you can stop that and not get tar and all that shit into your body, they'd be a lot happier. My Toronto Maple Leafs are back in action, and it's been a shaky start. They've been good, but they've been bad. And now the NHL is banned pride tape. You can't wear any kind of LGBTQ rainbow stuff. It has been fully banned because last year, 7 out of the hundreds of players, 7 players said they would not wear pride jerseys during the warm-up. Many of those 7 were Russians that were afraid for their family back home because we know what it's like in Russia, and it's much scarier. But others were just hiding behind religious bigotry. So now it's fully banned. It just shows how obnoxious the league is. It's my favorite sport to watch, but we're always going to be number 4, number 5 to all the other sports. It's never going to be the biggest sport ever. It's a shit like this, but some players are already responding to it. They are defying it. And actually, a former Leaf player last night was the first player to wear the pride tape. And we're waiting to see if he gets fined or suspended, or it'll be a fine, if anything. But now it's players need to take the fine. And shout out to Travis Dermott, who's a defenseman for the Arizona Coyotes, the first to say, fuck it. This sport is for everyone. Good for him. Good for him. Something I didn't talk about last week, but Winning Time got canceled. When I played this song for you, and it was just, I was so pumped up. Immediately after that, it got canceled. So that's done. They took us through, you know, the whole series went through the mid-80s, right up to the mid-80s, and then they just montaged us the rest of the way. There's no going back after you do a montage like that. You summed up the rest of it. So it's been canceled. Apparently it didn't perform well, but it was a really enjoyable show, and I think barring the last episode, which kind of sucked because of how it ended, I still recommend watching it if you like to see a bit of a comedic vibe to a great basketball story. Speaking of comebacks, Frasier's back, baby. Are you guys watching Frasier? Have you seen the new? I'm trying to be open-minded about it. Frasier's still got it. Kelsey has still fucking got it. But it just, as I've said before, the multi-cam needs to retire. It just doesn't fit in this era of filmmaking, television, cinema. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. There's something that corny worked in the 90s. Maybe it was with everything that else was going on in the world. I don't know. But it's something about it now. It just seems so hokey. But I'm going to keep watching it. Maybe it'll grow on me like a fungus. That's the only way these multicams now can be tolerated. You just have to let them grow on you like fungus. Get on a bit of that Last of Us. Give me some of that fungus head, bro. And that's it. All right. So a lot of shit going on here the first half of October. Changes to my life are underway. So thanks for being along for the ride, and we're going to figure this out. We're going to get ready for that second half. See where it takes us. Thank you so much for listening. Hair Tonic Guy, get back to me, babe.